Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Carnett. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vince Castano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schock. The throw from Wagner to Newsom and they have Schock trapped. The throw over to Metkovich, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot takes first base on ball four. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Culberson, who is chasing the ball. Hodgson reaches third base with a triple. Moses scores. Dickshot goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodgson scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Dickshott reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Johnson moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner is walked intentionally. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee now catching. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carnett moves to third. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carnett scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Guy Curtright pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Guy Curtright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtright hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross now pitching. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Fox reaches second base with a double. Metkovich goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabor hits a line drive towards third. Hodgin catches it and throws to first to double up Doerr. 2 outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodgin hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carnett hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Castano and he is out, Shock applying the tag. 1 out. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-3 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Terry moves to third. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball towards left. Dick Schott catches it and throws to home to double up Terry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Frank Barrett now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to third. Ross moves to second. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tabor. Webb scores. Ross moves to third. Moses moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ross scores. Moses moves to third. Schock moves to second. 1 out. It's White Sox, 6, Red Sox, 6. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. Schock moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, White Sox. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 7, Red Sox, 7. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Partee reaches second base with a double. Tabor moves to third. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Frank Barrett. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Clem Houseman now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker is called out on strikes. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Castano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-4 in the game. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schalk bunts towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops it up and throws to first, with Houseman covering, for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hodgen takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carnett takes first base on ball 4. Hodgen moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Moses scores. Hodgen moves to third. Carnett moves to second. It's 8-7, White Sox. Hal Trosky pinch hits for Vince Castano. Pinky Woods now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Hodgen scores. Carnett moves to third. Tucker moves to second. It's 9-7, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.